podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Jamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Jamoff.
Hey, you got Bruce Jamoff from Become a Successful Podcaster, where we help your podcast succeed. Rate us on Apple. And if your podcast is not on the New York City Podcast Network yet, go to nycpodcastnetwork.com to sign up. I just want to wish everybody a happy holiday. Yes, it is the holiday season. And my last episode, I actually gave you some good advice on why your podcast needs a holiday episode. And this one is mine. So if you're celebrating with friends or family, happy holiday to all of you and happy new year. This is my last episode before 2023. Also, February 3rd, 2023 is a Saturday, and that is also the date for the event of the online podcasting conference known as Podno 2023. We are going to have 10 speakers on helping you make your podcast more successful. I will put the link in the show notes, but you can also go to the New York City Podcast Network website at nycpodcastnetwork.com and click on the banner for Podno 2023, or go straight to nycpodcastnetwork.com/podno-2023. And I want to ask you, if you have any goals for 2023 with your podcast, and if you don't, you should. I have goals for my podcast as well, because you can't just podcast and just slide along, because you need goals. And without goals, we just kind of move sideways. We want to get new audience members, and we want to get more presence out there. So it is important that we actually have the goals. And I'm going to give you some of mine and also give you ideas about what you should do for goals, and just maybe some goals you want to have for the next year, 2023. I will say that we are still in the COVID-19 pandemic, and there are hundreds of podcasters starting their shows now. It's only going to get more competitive because people are still working at home with COVID-19, and it's just a lot of new podcasters that are coming out of the woodworks and starting their shows. But you have an advantage. You already have a show. You probably have had your show for years, and you probably have an audience. So the new podcasters are going to be competing with you. So it's important that we keep going forward and moving up with the goals on our podcasts. And I want to give you some ideas, and then I'll talk about my goals. Maybe you can have some ideas from my podcast. Now, I have 6 different goals that you can have for your podcast. I would say if you can have about 3 or 4 of these to shoot for in the next year, you will be on the right track to succeeding with your podcast. And I'm going to just talk about it right now. The first idea is branding. You want a goal of branding your podcast. For those podcasters that are wondering why their shows are not growing, it's probably because you do not have a brand. A brand is very important. I'll give you some ideas about how to brand your podcast. I'm probably going to have another episode on that next year. So branding is very important. You hear about branding for retail outlets, but you also hear it about social networks, right? Facebook has a brand, then they rebranded to Meta. TikTok is a brand. Twitter is a brand. WordPress is a brand. GoDaddy is a brand. So are all the retailers like Walmart, Amazon, eBay, Google, they're all brands. And that starts off with a nice logo about your podcast. Now, I have seen a lot of logos of podcasters who have mediocre logos. And you want people to actually identify with your podcast. The only way they're going to do that is through a brand, is through a well-designed cover art. If you look at mine, I'm trying to help people become a successful podcaster. So my brand is me, sitting in front of the microphone and podcasting. But that's what I do because that's the actual theme of my podcast. You might not want to be in front of the microphone in your cover artwork, but I feel that a really good brand and a logo or cover artwork is the actual podcasters themselves. The podcast host is really important. It's really good to put, because remember, this is an audio podcast. It's good for the podcaster to put their face to the voice and the name. If you are podcasting and you're saying, this is so-and-so from this particular podcast, and nobody knows what you look like, it's not going to be quite as good. I believe that. I mean, maybe you disagree with me, but I think that in 2023, if you are not happy with your logo, go someplace like Fiverr and get somebody to do it very low cost, or take a picture of yourself and put yourself on your artwork. It's really cool to do that. So I think if you don't want to do your face, put your face on there, that's fine. Have a logo done. It's really important that branding is done right, because without it, you might not get the audience growth that you want. People identify with brands and they also remember brands, right? That's why every brand out there has a logo. I can't stress this enough. Now, another way to brand your podcast is to have a saying or logo. When I say, become a successful podcaster, where we help podcasts become successful and everything from audience growth to monetization and everything in between. You can have a tagline, and that tagline is really a good way of branding your podcast. But maybe you already have a brand and you don't need that for as a goal. Let's talk about the next one. The next goal is audience numbers. How big is your audience and how big can your audience be? Now, some people say quantity versus quality, and quality is more important. Don't focus on quality. I actually disagree with that. I think it is true to have quality audience members, but you want them to keep growing. You want your audience members to keep on accumulating and keep growing. And I believe that a combination of quality and quantity is important. All right, quality is not better than quantity, and quantity is not better than quality. You need both. I don't care if anybody tells you that quality is over quantity, quality over quantity. I believe that you still need the quantity as well as the quality. It's very important. You want to get your message out there. Just like Taylor Swift has, 42 million fans out there. My music has a couple of thousand fans. I mean, you still want your audience to grow. It's really important. And yes, I do have about, 25, 30,000 fans right now, which is, for me, not having a record deal, is sort of like 42 million for Taylor Swift. But if you have a big member, a big audience member, and maybe that's not your goal, maybe you want a better social media presence. That's important. Do you have a Facebook page? Are you on TikTok? Are you on Instagram? I mean, LinkedIn is a huge social network for podcasters. And we actually have a LinkedIn group. I'll put the link in the show notes for you to the LinkedIn group, because that's important that you have better presence on social media. Now, if you don't have a good presence on social media, then you probably want to make that a goal for your podcast in 2023. It's really important to start stepping up. I'm big on LinkedIn. I'm big on Facebook. I'm not very big on Instagram. I got to get better at that. Maybe YouTube, like you want to put more YouTube videos out there. Very important. That's a really good goal, because social media in today's world, as you know, is obviously everything. Social media and being on social networks is probably the most important thing you want to do for, of course, your branding goals and your presence and your audience numbers. I think social media is a great goal. I have to do some better social media marketing as well, which I'll talk about that short. The fourth goal is maybe better monetization. Yes, you do want to make money with your podcast. Maybe you don't, but most podcasters I talk to really do want to monetize their podcast. And I think that's very important. If you are putting a lot of time into your podcast, well, time is money. And that's important. Now, we can talk about how much money your podcast can make, and I can do that in another podcast episode for you, because a lot of podcasters are coming to me and asking me how to monetize their podcast. And I do have an episode for that, so I will put the link in the related episode section of the show notes for you. So it's important that if you want to make money with your podcast, you have a definite number of money that you want to actually reach in the year, okay, by the end of the year. If you want to make $2,000 with your podcast, great. If you want to make $20,000 with your podcast, great. If you want to make $1 million, and yes, you can, because the MommyCast did it in 2006 with the Pampers sponsorship. Some of you might know, back in 2006, MommyCast, that was a podcast that actually made $1 million through a Pampers sponsorship. You can do it. But if you're not savvy about getting sponsorships, you can still find lots of ways to monetize your podcast. I got a video on how to do it. I have a couple of podcast episodes for you, and I also have some blog posts. So we will definitely talk about that. I'll give you the links. But have a definite goal, even if it's just $100 or $500 or $1,000 or $1 million, and you'll shoot for that. And then you use the advice that I'm giving you to actually monetize your podcast. It's important to do that. Maybe you want sponsorships. Maybe you can get Pampers. Maybe you can get some product or service as big as that. Maybe you just want to charge your audience members for premium content, which is some episodes. There's a lot of ways to do this. So you can definitely look at that list that I'm giving you in the links in the show notes. The fifth goal is to maybe put out more episodes frequently. I want to do that as well. I was trying to get 3 episodes a week, but sometimes we just don't have the time. If you put out 3 episodes a week, that's great. Kudos to you. But I tried to doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I just can't do them that fast. I'm busy running the network, but I definitely want to connect with all of you, and I want to educate you. So I went back down to 2 episodes a week, and that's what I'm trying to do. So really trying to do my best there. And that's really, I mean, maybe you are not putting out enough episodes and you want to, right? So it's important to do that. Make a goal. If you're happy with the number of episodes you're coming out with, then you don't have to. You don't need this as a goal, but it's very important. And finally, the 6th one is to reduce pod fade. I get a lot of people asking me about pod fade and how do I deal with it? How do I prevent it? How do I go forward without it? If you find it very tiring to do a podcast, and a lot of people do, but they press forward anyway, maybe you're tired of editing the podcast or marketing it, pod fade is the thing that sets in that tells you mentally, I don't want to do a podcast because it's too much work. And yes, podcasting is a lot of work. You know what? I don't like editing my podcasts. I work with a really good guy named Naveed, who's on Fiverr and editing this podcast episode. You find somebody to edit your podcast and work with them and stick with them, because that's one way. If you don't want to market your podcast or write your show notes, you can find tons of people to do that. Those are the 6 goals that I suggest going for in 2023 with your podcast. Pick about 3 or 4 of them, and here I go telling you about my goals. Yes, I'm sharing this with my audience members. I'm being transparent. First of all, I want to reach another 2,000 subscribers. I have a couple of thousand subscribers now, thanks to all of you. I want more. But yes, I'm going to put out quality content. The quality content has nothing to do with the subscribers. I want to grow my audience, and I want to have about 2,000 more people in 2023 by the end of the year. My next goal is to have more guests on my show, probably about every other episode. In 2021, I did have a lot of guests on my show and my episodes, but I didn't have many this year. So I want to go back to that. There is a guest exchange on the New York City Podcast Network if this is your goal. And number three, what I talked about first, is better branding and social media presence. I am pretty out there on Facebook and LinkedIn, but I also want to step myself up on TikTok and Instagram. And my other goal is to do more video podcasting and YouTube videos. I do a lot of YouTube videos, and if you log into the New York City Podcast Network's portal, the new My Podcast portal that we just put out where you can manage your podcast, I actually have a lot of videos there for you. So you can check it out. On the left side, there's a link that says podcast videos. You can check those out. It's all for your success. But I need to do more videos. I need to do a video podcast. I think we all should have a video podcast. So it's interesting to me. And that's it. Those are my four goals for 2023 for my podcast. I just want to wish you all a happy holiday. And whatever holiday you celebrate, I definitely want you guys to enjoy it with your friends and your family. And I just want to tell you, if you have not checked out the My Podcast portal on the New York City Podcast Network, I will give you the link in the show notes, because it is a really cool place to help you manage your podcast. Okay, from everything, from your podcast information to the analytics that we create by collecting data on your show, on our network, and how it performs, including downloads and goals, as well as the videos that I'm putting out there. You can also submit news on your podcast. So if you have any new episodes, you can put it out, put them out there, submit them, and we'll get people to see the news on your podcast. You can also manage your streaming platforms. Like if you move, if your Spotify changes, your Apple changes, or you just want to add your Stitcher URL, you can do that through the portal. Also, if you're on Buzzsprout and you change to Anchor, you can also change your actual RSS feeds. You can change your platform and the name and description of your show. So anything like that, it's all manageable by you now on our portal. And I'm going to put the link there to log in. We constantly are looking to integrate everything through that portal. Even if you want to make money, and that is your goal for 2023, we give you ways to make money on PodSafe Music and to apply for to play PodSafe Music. Also, to play commercials that pay you on your podcast, as well as a host read ad for the New York City Podcast Network itself. That is it for this show. I want to wish you all a happy holiday, and I'll see you all in 2023. Bye, and Happy New Year.
I don't know what to say in this economy. Take it for granted, the greedy currency. What are we gonna do? The rich wants to be. I guess I'll take a break when I'm in poverty. A number on this earth, trying to live on life. What are we gonna do? Everything for free. You're living in a green world. You're living in a green world. You're living in a green world. Don't come around here no more. I don't know what to believe. I listen to all the lies. They'll claim they'll give you money, I don't know if they're right. I'll take a chance right now, make all I can. Become a millionaire, get out of this mess. A number on this earth, trying to live my life. What are we gonna do? Taking everything for free. You're living in a green world. You're living in a green world. You're living in a green world. Don't come around here no more.
I could sit here and tell you what I'm asking for, but I know you still walk out the door. I'm waiting all my life to feel this way. I gotta make it right, and I don't care how long it takes. Baby, I'm waiting, in 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 waiting. Excuse me if I come off rude, I don't know what else to do. I can't stop thinking about you. The way you touch me should be a crime, and the way I wish you kiss me blows my mind.
If you're looking for the next one, when I was young, I used to run around. I used to play around with every girl in town. Before I went out on a date, I'd plan to more and I couldn't wait. I was always looking for the next one. You can't find love if you're looking for the next one. You can't find love if you're waiting for the next one. Open your eyes and look in front of you. You might just find the one for you. You can't find love if you're looking for the next one. Someone that you've never seen, or you can open your eyes and look around. You might be surprised at all the love that's waiting there for you. You can't find love if you're looking for the next one. You can't find love if you're waiting for the next one. Open your eyes. Time. I opened my eyes and I realized that you were standing right in front of me. I asked you
I be killing it. He dey tickle me, body dey do me tinning me. I don't dey hide, hold me. The way I feel about you, they do me like a thumb. Everybody gets a little naughty. Molly, oh, you bully, bring it on. Welcome to my party, make we turn up. Anything they like, make them talk. Do it like we fucking hit the lottery. She be most of suffer when tell it. Mule fiele. The way I feel about you, they do me like I don't my own. My would you color? Bust my head like banana. Best alone. The way I feel about you, they do me like I don't my own. My would you bust my head like banana. Best alone. The way I feel about you, they do me like I don't my own. My would you color? Bust my head like banana. Best alone. The way I feel about you, they
switch it up, baby.